USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just hours until the last Democratic White House candidates debate before the Iowa caucuses, and there's a continuing spat between two top candidates, Democratic hopeful Elizabeth Warren, standing by reports that rival Bernie Sanders once told her and has since told his staffers that a woman couldn't beat President Trump. Warren says the topic first came up in December of 2018 when the two met to discuss the next presidential election.
I was disappointed to hear that Bernie is sending his volunteers out to train troops. Bernie knows me and has known me for a long time.
Sanders calls Warren's claims ludicrous. It looks like the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump could start soon. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will meet with Democrats this morning to discuss sending the two articles of impeachment over to the Senate. The House voted to impeach him last month. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
LSU is king after beating Clemson 42-25 in the college football playoff national championship game in New Orleans last night. Quarterback Joe Burrow, the Heisman Trophy winner, passing for 463 yards and 5 touchdowns and running for a score. But he notes it did take a while to get the team going.
Couldn't figure out where they were blitzing from all night. We had great play calls, great coaching staff. I mean, this was a long time coming. Kind of speechless right now. This was fun.
Former Dallas Cowboys QB Tony Romo reportedly has an offer to become the highest-paid sportscaster ever. Sources say ESPN's offering him $14 million a year to leave CBS and make the move to Monday Night Football. A controversial bill in New Jersey concerning vaccinations is being scrapped for now. The measure would have banned religious exemptions to vaccines required for kids to go to public schools. But a vote on the bill was canceled yesterday after it failed to get enough support to pass. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Queen of England agreeing to a transition period as Prince Harry and Meghan Markle leave as full-time royal family members. In a statement from Buckingham Palace, Queen Elizabeth says the family had very constructive conversations yesterday and they're entirely supportive of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. The Queen adding that the family would have preferred they remain full-time members, but they also understand their wish to live a more independent life. The palace statement also made clear that Harry and Meghan do not want to be reliant on public funds in their new lives. American voters are divided over the killing of a top Iranian general. A new Quinnipiac poll shows 45% say it was the right action, 41% say it was the wrong way to go, but 45% say Qassem Soleimani's death has made Americans less safe. A majority of voters in the poll don't think tensions between the U.S. and Iran will lead to war, though. The survey also found that nearly two-thirds would be against the U.S. going to war with that Middle East country. And Tom Hanks has been nominated for his first Oscar in almost 20 years for his performance of Fred Rogers in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Hanks' last Oscar nom came from the 2001 Oscars, nominated but not winning for Best Actor in a leading role for Castaway. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.